motor car. I've just been out in a motor car. I had a fine ride, but I didn't go far. I was glad to come back in a trolley car, and that is the reason I'm here. Well, what's the use of singing it when I can tell it better? You'll excuse me for wearing these goggles. You see, I just got off a motor car, and I forgot to take them off. Oh, say, I must tell you about it. You see, there was a special sale of motor cars one day. I went to the sale, and I got a great bargain. I got a $5,000 car for $4,999.87. Of course, that didn't include the extras, but then the extras only cost me $7,000 more. I'll tell you, it was a fine turnout. In fact, it would turn you out quicker than any car I ever saw. And the great thing about it was that you never had to crawl under it to fix it, because if the slightest thing went wrong with the machinery, it would turn upside down for you instantly. Then it was so easy to get at it to fix it. The man said to me, it's an 8-horsepower runabout and very strong. Well, it certainly was strong, for you could smell it further than any car I ever saw. And it was a runabout, all right, because it would run about half a mile, then stop. And that 8-horsepower thing, it took 8 horses to pull it back home again. But the funny thing was that you couldn't make it run without a lot of dust. In fact, it took more dust to run it than it did to buy it. Well, anyway, motor cars are the greatest thing in the world. Why, you don't see the poor people now that you used to see before the days of the motor car. And the reason is that half the poor people have been run over and the other half are afraid to come out. Oh, save me the way. Dan O'Brien, a friend of mine, had a motor car, and he told me he was going to have a new attachment put on it. And would you believe it, as soon as the attachment was put on it, O'Brien lost control of the car. The sheriff has it now. Well, sir, I could do nothing with my car, so I decided to get a chauffeur. You know, chauffeur is French for plumber. I call him a chauffeur because he gives people such a little show for their lives. My chauffeur certainly was a wonder. I asked him if he had a recommendation, and he said no, but he thought he could get one in a month or two. He expected his last boss would be out of the hospital by that time. Well, you ought to see the clothes he had on. He certainly was dressed to kill, and such a disposition. Why, he was the greatest fella for running people down I ever saw. He was a smart fella, though, and it didn't take him long to show me the difference between the quick and the dead. The quick were the ones that got out of his way, and the dead were those that didn't. I asked him if he killed people often, and he said no, only once. Well, I took a chance, and I went out with him this afternoon. We were going so fast, we were only hitting the high spots on the road, and I got scared. I says to him, say, I'd give $10 to be out of this. You'll be out in a minute to see, and it'll cost you nothing. Why, every time that fella blew the horn for someone to get out of the way, he thought he ought to have a life-saving medal. Say, he could make that car go so fast, it took two people to talk about it. One to say, here she comes, and the other, there she goes. Well, sir, we had a fine ride. The fine was $50. I thanked the judge, paid me fine, discharged the chauffeur, sold the car, got on a trolley, and here I am. Now then, Professor, if you give me a little gasoline, I'll touch a match to it. Gasoline has an awful smell, a smell that only grows. You can always find a motor car if you'll only follow your nose. But the terrible smell of gasoline I learned to like at last. But when I get the whiff of it, I know the danger's past.